Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, it is time for Fancy New Band. And we have Native Bush here today, which is very exciting. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, thank you.
Yeah, it's very exciting for you to be here. You haven't really released anything yet, Your stuff is very cool, so it's very cool to have you here. A little preview before anything gets released as well. And you are as well part of the Dynasty Collective, which is set to be launched tonight, which is pretty exciting. How do you feel with the launch coming out tonight?
I feel really excited. I think we all do. I feel like Dynasty is something we've all been manifesting for a really long time. So for it to just see it come into fruition is really, really exciting. To be a part of something like that as well. I mean, all you can feel is excitement.
Yeah. And what is the main values and kind of concept of Dynasty?
I think for me personally, like, Dynasty is a really obvious representation of freedom. I mentioned this as well in my profile, my little Red Bull write-up, but it's a real example of, first of all, the freedom that we have in New Zealand to be able to express ourselves as openly as we do, but also the freedom that we want, the freedom that we're searching for, to be able to express ourselves creatively and inspire other people and connect with each other in order to really evolve and rise as women and as a society.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess the values it's really just a platform for two really underrepresented minorities, women and people of colour, women of colour, just to be heard and to be able to stand up and say, this is what we want to do, this is what we're capable of besides being women and besides being recognised as people of colour. We can also do these things as well. You know, we're cool.
Yeah.
And to be able to inspire other people that want to be able to do the same things.
To be able to do that as well. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, no, it's really cool. And you were saying before how there's 10 of you involved in this, 10 women?
So there's the founder, my friend Andrea, who basically approached all of us individually. And then she's chosen 10 creative women from Auckland, all a really diverse bunch doing completely different things. And brought us together to do this zine, which we'll be selling copies of at the launch tonight, as well as giving away these amazing little goodie bags with that really cool Dynasty merch. And she just approached all of us individually and we were all super keen. Like I said, it feels like we've all been waiting for something like this.
That is pretty exciting, and it's really cool to be able to have a women's collective in Auckland, because there is Mingro Room as well. They are a really cool collective as well, but it is a lot of males, so it's cool to have something to kind of contrast that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's just the way it is in the creative scene, in any industry, in society in general.
Yeah.
Is that males are really overrepresented.
Yeah.
That's just the advantage that they're born with. And for women, and it's not that we're not capable of it, it's just I think that we are fighting a different battle to be heard. So there's a lot more things that we have to overcome to be able to express ourselves openly, and to do so with confidence, and also to find people that support you and a network, and surround yourself with a network that builds you up and tells you that you can do it. You can actually do that. You can be who you want to be and you can do what you want to do, the same as any male can.
Oh, so inspiring. And so you obviously create music, and so what are kind of the other kind of creative things that the collective kind of does?
We've got, I think, all creative mediums represented. We've got poets, writers, bloggers, activists, photographers, visual artists, you know, it's dancers, everything.
Yeah.
I feel like we've covered
as
much as we can. And that's just really natural. I think that just goes to show what's happening in the creative scene in Auckland at the moment.
Everyone's branching out and doing something.
Absolutely. And everyone's doing, actually, you'll find that creatives are doing more than one thing as well. Like, we're really tapping into this freedom that we have to and access to all mediums, you know, we realize we can do more than one thing.
Definitely, definitely.
You know, once you master one thing, go ahead and do another thing.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want to do.
Cool. No, and so your music, what was kind of the inspiration behind that?
I feel like I get asked this question a lot. I guess I'm inspired by everything, people, my life, especially. It kind of just flows really naturally. Like, I have musical inspirations that I've always had. Soul, there's always been like a mass, artists like Erykah Badu and Nina Simone were the first kind of artists that I really connected with.
Yeah.
Before I realised how important music was to me as an, not just as an outlet, but as a means to communicate how I feel and how I see the world. So what inspires me?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything just should inspire you.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Inspiration is all around us.
Yeah.
It's great. But cool. Did you want to kind of perform a little bit?
Yeah. I'd definitely be keen to sing some tracks.
Awesome. Just go ahead when you're ready.
So I think I'll just talk a little bit about a couple of them. So
yeah.
This one, the first one I'm going to perform is called Wave Queen. And it's, the beat is by an artist that's spelled AESC, and I found the song on the Low Tide compilation volume 2. So Low Tide is the music label that I'm with, also semi collective, grown into a collective. We're based in St. Kevin's Arcade, and they were sort of the first group of creatives that I fell into that really invested and believed in me and provided this safe space. Again, the importance of safe spaces like Dynasty and Low Tide. Safe spaces with women and men around and other creatives that understand and see potential and passion rather than lack of experience, which is something that you fight with yourself as well, you know.
It's
am I confident? Can I do this? When you have strong, solid foundations to support you, you believe that you can do anything. So Wave Queen was, I sort of just wrote it. It was sort of like a freestyle. And then I wrote it down and slightly refined it. But it is a reflection of a certain version of myself. It's pretty self-explanatory when you hear the lyrics. But yeah, it's a reflection of a certain version of myself that's completely different from the song that I'm going to sing after that. But both are reflections of myself that,
A different version,
they are who I am.
Cool, no, so, yeah. Awesome.
Cool.
Excited to hear.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool. Do you want to get into your next one?
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So this next one's called Reclaim. So, I mean, the reason that I chose Wave Queen and then Reclaim is because it really is an example of the transition that I went through with this EP.
Cool.
You can hear it in Wave Queen. After I was able to sort of let go of attachments that version of myself that no longer served me. So Reclaim was sort of, when I was writing it, I didn't really realise exactly what I was writing. It kind of just flowed out of me. But I had a komatsua say to me last year through this program that I was involved with, and one of the most important things that he said to me was that we are fighting to reclaim our mana. Yeah. And that really shook me, because it really resonated with all this sort of these issues of identity that I feel like I had and was dealing with, and that I feel in the people around me. So Reclaim, I didn't realise it at the time, but now when I sing it, it's bigger than me. Whereas Wave Queen is sort of like, it's really me and a bubble. Reclaim is such a bigger and better version of me, where it's not just about me.
Cool.
Even though I just said the word me like a million times.
Nice.
But yeah, this is Reclaim. The beat is by a producer called Nikolai, who is with Low Tide. So you can find everything on lowtide.bandcamp.com. We've got a lot of really amazing, amazing talented producers and artists there. So yeah, I just have to give a shout out to Nico. Yeah, and Low Tide.
You're a fan, you're a player. You don't even want to play in this game. You want to reclaim your lore.
Cool, thank you. have such a beautiful voice. Thank you so much. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. That was a great track. It really, it's very like passionate and really nice and cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Do you want to play last one or?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah. This one's a little different. Again, shows the progression through the EP. When I originally wrote it, the backing track was a Sam Galeatri track. And it wasn't kind of, it always didn't really sit right. It wasn't until a friend of mine, Gino, shout out to Gino, now Roma actually kind of pulled me up and said that it doesn't sit together right.
Right.
The beat was just too heavy. But what I was communicating was really delicate. So I've just decided that maybe I'm just going to do it a cappella.
Cool.
It's kind of spoken word in a way, anyway. Yeah, pack it. I'll just do it.
Okay. Cool, go ahead. Mazel.
Mazel tov. Okay, this one's called Jungle Waters. Cool. What is free, my leaf, so that I can go be free to grow? Rise before the seas, purify what we breathe, I'll grow. Extend the frequencies, so all the other trees we grow together. Root connect to stem, stem connect to leaf, soul connect to mind, mind connect to fingertips, our fingers touch. So delicate, I touch you, you touch me too, and if the math is true, well maybe, just maybe, we can really do something magic, 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 something major, 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 something.
Cool, that was great. There was nothing to be nervous about. That was really awesome. Thank you so much. It was beautiful. Thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And I guess your work will be coming out later this year or early next year.
Yeah, definitely.
Through Low Tide. So keep your eyes peeled on Low Tide for Native B. It will be great. And also your Dynasty Collective launch party is tonight.
Yeah, that's tonight. So if anyone was really interested in what I just said, or even if it just really resonated with you, or if you're curious and you want to have a discussion about it, you can, I think there's an event page on Facebook, otherwise on Eventbrite is how you RSVP. It's pretty limited because it's at Flying Fish Studio, but there's sponsored alcohol, there's goodies bags, and there's a whole lot of really powerful, intelligent women that are just ready to say what they want to say. So if you're about that, come through.
Yeah, it will be great. Make sure you head on down if you do want to, because it will be awesome. Thank you very much for
coming in, everyone.
That was Native B.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.